This is for the Alma Hemodialysis Unit, and the fax is 463-3289. The patient is Nolan. It's N like November, O-L-A-N, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. Birth date 9/20/1935. History. Mr. Maxwell is a 77-year-old gentleman with a history of end-stage renal disease, secondary to diabetes and hypertension, who's been on hemodialysis for more than a year. He dialyzes in the ALMA outpatient unit three times a week for 3.5 hours each treatment. His most recent problem was the development of numbness and wrist pain in the right hand following a fistulogram and angioplasty approximately 3 months ago. The symptoms are gradually getting better. He has no evidence of Steele syndrome per examination, and carpal tunnel splints have been helpful in alleviating the symptoms. Past medical history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of left pleural effusion, bilateral deep vein thrombosis, anticoagulated, history of multiple thoracentesis, and eventually a catheter required placement to drain the pleural fluid. Surgical history, he had a thoracotomy on the left upper lobe with the wedge resection and pleural biopsy. All of the biopsies were negative for malignancy, and then he had a mechanical pleurodesis, P-L-E-U-R-O-D-E-S-I-S. And no recurrence of pleural effusion following that procedure. He's also had placement of a right upper extremity AV fistula for dialysis access. And coronary artery bypass graft. Social history, the patient is married and lives with his wife. He does not smoke cigarettes, use alcohol, or illicit drugs. Family history is non-contributory. Drug allergies, no known allergies. Current medications, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Dilavite vitamins 1 daily, Pepcid 20 milligrams BID, Lasix 80 milligram 1 daily, Humalog insulin, H-U-M-A-L-O-G insulin, QID per sliding scale, Levemir insulin 10 units at bedtime, Toprol 25 milligrams at bedtime, fiber, 2 tabs with dinner, Foslo, 667 milligrams, 1 with each meal, Pred Forte, P-R-E-D, capital F, like Frank, O-R-T-E, drops, 1 drop to each eye, B-I-D, or 1 drop to each eye daily, Simvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, Tums, 500 milligrams, 1 at bedtime. Review of systems. The patient is mildly hard of hearing, wears glasses for distance and reading, benign dizziness, sinus problems, heart, he's got coronary artery disease, no current chest pain, shortness of breath, no orthopnea, respiratory, no cough, wheezing, or changes in shortness of breath. Abdominal, problems with constipation and reflux esophagitis, controlled by the Pepcid. No Melina or Frank bleeding. GU, he urinates very rarely, not often, not always every day. Endocrine, positive for diabetes, long-standing diabetes. Integumentary, there are no open ulcers. Pulses are 1+ in all extremities, as well as in the right wrist, that is equal to the left. Objective physical examination, a blood pressure 154 over 77, pulse 76 and regular, dry weight is 70, listed as 71, but is probably closer to 70, looking at his treatment record. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat are within normal limits. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no bruise. Lungs are clear with bilateral equal excursion. Heart, S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs, or actually there is a systolic murmur, grade 2 over 6, thus auscultated at the apex. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema, pulses, posterior tibial pulses, 1 plus bilaterally. Diagnostic studies done January 21st, 2013, albumin 4.0, creatinine 5.6, hemoglobin 12.1, potassium 4.6, phosphorus 4.2, urea reduction rate 71%, KT/B 1.41, carbon dioxide 26, calcium 8.6. Intact parathyroid hormone, last done November 2012, 265. Assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease on maintenance hemodialysis, currently stable. Right lower extremity pain with intermittent numbness, most likely secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome, not Still syndrome, gradually improving. Diabetes, currently controlled with last hemoglobin A1C 6.9, November of 2012. And hypertension, currently controlled with no excessive high readings or excessively low readings during or after dialysis. And this will be Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.